From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 20th, 2020. This week, that excerpt of East Virginia, performed by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, opens an episode about Eastern Virginia groundwater and an ambitious groundwater-related project by the Hampton Roads Sanitation District, or HRSD. We start with about 70 seconds of comments by David Paler, the director of the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, during a January 18, 2017 meeting of the Virginia House of Delegates Committee on Agriculture, Chesapeake, and Natural Resources.
One of the most important issues that we have in the Commonwealth, and that's making sure that we sustain our coastal groundwater resources. By and large, most of what I'll say today is about the Potomac Aquifer. It is deep, thousands of feet down, and a lot of water. It does not recharge in the same way that we think of groundwater recharging in the rest of the state. So we have three issues with making sure that we don't overuse our aquifer. We've got some declining water levels. We have saltwater intrusion from pumping that's reversed the flow of water. And we have subsidence or land sinking. The HRSD proposal has the potential to re-inject 100 million gallons per day into the aquifer. And it looks like it can work as it stands right now. That can deal with land subsidence. That can address saltwater intrusion, and it can also address availability of water. But, as I said, groundwater moves slowly, so 25, 30 years before we begin to really see significant benefit, but it got to start now.
As Director Paler noted, the Potomac Aquifer is a large, deep formation providing groundwater in Virginia's coastal plain region. And this aquifer faces three major issues resulting from decades of withdrawals for human uses: reduced pressure, saltwater intrusion, and sinking land, also called subsidence. Natural recharge of the aquifer, which occurs near Virginia's fall zone between the Piedmont and coastal plain regions, happens too slowly to replace what humans withdraw. One response to that in recent years has been reductions in the amount of groundwater withdrawals permitted by Virginia's DEQ. Another response is the HRSD's SWIFT project, short for Sustainable Water Initiative for Tomorrow. SWIFT's concept is to take treated wastewater that would otherwise be discharged into area rivers, further treat the water so that it meets drinking water standards and matches chemical characteristics of Potomac aquifer water, and then inject the water hundreds of feet deep into the aquifer. By its expected completion in 2032, the project would be adding 100 million gallons per day to the aquifer. Besides its predicted benefits of recharging the aquifer, SWIFT's use of wastewater may also significantly reduce nutrient discharges into Chesapeake Bay tributaries. SWIFT is a big, long-range idea for complicated water issues in Hampton Roads, and its progress is being watched by water professionals and communities well beyond Eastern Virginia. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 20 more seconds of East Virginia. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.